Hello and welcome to the Shift Show, where I or we will talk about all sorts of topics related to mindset shifts we can make to empower ourselves. So, since this is the very first podcast, please forgive any sound glitches or word stumbles or my fat cat crunching her cookies in the background, because apparently she has to eat every 7.5 minutes to survive. Yeah, today we're going to talk about vibes, about vibration, energy, frequency, and how making this simple shift to becoming more aware of our frequency can be an extremely powerful tool for life. Nikola Tesla said, "If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration." I don't know much about the guy other than that he was an unsung hero and a genius and largely responsible actually for the technology that enables you to hear me right now, wherever you are in the world. But I buy into that. Tuning into the energy, the frequency, the vibration of things is a game changer. So consider that everything in the universe has an energetic field, a vibration, a rhythm. Everything in the universe is made up of molecules that are vibrating at different levels and different speeds. They're higher vibrations, lower vibrations. And this includes, trees and rocks and animals and mountains and food and thoughts and whole events and ornaments and photos. And of course, us and other people. Maybe you've had it that you have, I don't know, walked into work, and before you've even seen a single person, you can immediately pick up there's a cuck vibe. Something's going on. Nothing looks different. You haven't seen anyone yet, but something feels off. And maybe later you find out somebody got fired or there was an argument. But you pick up on that lower vibration. Sometimes you may spend time with somebody and when you leave, you actually feel quite drained. And it may be that they are vibrating at a lower frequency that day, and you've picked up on that, and it's lowered your vibration. And other times, you may spend time with someone or with a group of people and have the most wonderful time, and the frequency was high. And so your frequency has been raised too. And when you are vibrating at a higher level, you feel lighter, you feel happier, you're more at ease. And good things happen, right? And when you are vibrating at a lower level, there's a feeling of heaviness or darkness or confusion, and you can easily spiral down. Because emotions also vibrate at different frequencies. And research, actual dinkum science, has shown that certain emotions and thought patterns and behaviors, things like joy and peace and acceptance and gratitude, create higher frequency vibrations. While other feelings and mindsets, like anger and fear and despair, vibrate at a lower rate. And this can affect your mood, but not only that, it affects your cells. Your frequency affects every cell in your body. So you can imagine the impact on our emotions, on our health, on how we live in the world, on our relationships, on the manifestation of our goals and dreams. Everything is impacted by our frequency. So take a moment now to think about your vibration right now, if it's possible. Maybe close your eyes, not if you're driving or trying to chop a butternut, but if you can, close your eyes for just a moment and take a deep breath. And see if you can tune into your own vibration right now. Maybe right now you're in a pretty good place. You're vibrating at a comfortable level. Or maybe right now things are a bit tricky. You're not in the best place, and maybe you are feeling feelings of anger, sadness, or fear, or you're in some sort of despair. Just tune in to what your vibration is right now. And whatever the answer is, don't judge yourself for it. Definitely make sure you're not doing that. I hope you are not. And now think about the last time that you can remember vibrating at a particularly high frequency. Maybe it was a particular period in your life. Maybe it was last weekend, at a weekend away. Maybe it was a long time ago. Again, don't judge it or allow yourself to go into story. Just bring awareness to it. Maybe really allow yourself to feel what it felt like when you were vibrating at that high frequency. Just tap into the feeling. Can you feel a difference in your frequency, even slightly, just by bringing awareness to what a high vibration feels like? So if you think about frequency as a spiral, imagine a spiral going from bottom to top. And right at the bottom, there's a low vibration, very low vibration. And the spiral goes all the way up to a very high vibration. And all along, every spiral, every twist is a new level of frequency. So this is from the Abraham Hicks Emotional Guidance Scale. And it shows 22 levels of emotion. And right at the bottom, number 22, is the lowest vibration. And this is a place of fear and grief and depression and powerlessness. You know what that feels like when you're at your worst, things are really going wrong, or you have experienced a loss. That is the lowest vibration, the lowest frequency we can vibrate at. And then 21 is unworthiness, guilt, insecurity. Moving up 20 is jealousy. 19 is hatred. And then we have revenge and anger at 17. Discouragement and then blame. And you see how these are still low vibrations, but not as low as grief or fear. And then you have worry and doubt. Disappointment at 12, impatience at 10, pessimism at 9, and boredom at 8. Now from here, let's say you're bored. Let's say you're in a space where you are feeling bored. You're vibrating at a sort of mid to low frequency. And at this point, you can spiral up or you can spiral down. And the same goes for any of these emotions. But I'm using 8 because 8 is right on the edge. So if you spiral down from boredom, you can very easily go into pessimism. And if you keep spiraling down, you get to maybe impatience or frustration. And before you know it, you've spiraled all the way down to worry at 14 and then to blame and so on. Or if you're bored at an 8, you can spiral up from there. You can go to maybe a feeling of contentment. So you're bored and you make choices that allow you to spiral up to contentment. And if you keep spiraling up, you may spiral up to a feeling of hopefulness, even optimism, enthusiasm at 3, passion at 2, and 1. The highest frequency is where joy and empowerment and love and appreciation and knowledge sit. When you're feeling joyful, free, empowered, grateful, you're vibrating at the highest possible frequency. So of course, I'm not suggesting that we should always be in a place of joy and gratitude. That would be a bit weird and maybe a little irritating to other people. But if we become aware of our frequency, we might just be able to know when we're vibrating lower than we'd like and do things that will make it possible for us to spiral up from wherever we may be. We will get angry. We will feel sad and bored and worried and irritated. But when we notice our vibes are off, our frequency is low for too long, I mean, don't you think it's kind of our duty to take steps to spiral upward? Because of course, that's what we want. If we find we're in a worried state for too long, we can choose to spiral downwards to discouragement, anger, blame, Or we can spiral up and see if we can raise our vibration just a bit. Just spiral up, no matter how much. Just a little at a time is fine. You're not going to go from worry to pure joy. But you can spiral up just a little bit at a time. Maybe from worry to frustration, where you are definitely vibrating at a slightly higher frequency. Might not be where you want to be, but then you can do things that help you spiral up a bit more and a little bit more, and maybe you get to hopefulness. So when I say do things to spiral up, what do I mean? Think about it for a moment. What do you think is going to make your whole self, your being, your very cells vibrate at a higher frequency when you're feeling low? Now, you may have thought of things like, you know, gratitude, spending time with people you love, eating right, exercising. And yes, you'd be right. Absolutely. All of those things are powerful. But maybe you'd rather stick pins in your eyes than start a gratitude journal. And that's okay. There are other things you can do. Sound raises our vibration. Whether it's a favorite song, maybe you're one of those people who loves the sound of the ocean, or birds chirping, or a crackling fire. Prana, the food that we put into our body, can change our vibration. Things that vibrate at a high frequency are things like water, fresh fruit and veg, nuts, honey, seeds. Things that vibrate at a low level are things like overly cooked food, canned food, leftovers, frozen food. And here's the interesting thing. What happens when you are feeling low? Maybe it's PMS, or you're sad, or you're extremely tired. Think about it. We tend to then gravitate to junk food or heavier food. And that's because that is what is matching our vibration at the moment. So we're drawn to it. But it's going to do the opposite of what we want. And then, of course, nature. We hear it all the time. Spending time in nature does wonders for us. Sweden is one of the countries that scored highest on the happiness index. I think they're at number 4. So despite having these long, dark winters with limited sunshine, they've embraced the practice of forest bathing, which they call skogsbad. And this involves just spending time in nature. Number 1 on the happiness index is Finland. And they also do forest bathing. They call it metsameli. So both these countries also have a right to roam law, which means that people are allowed to freely explore and enjoy nature, foraging, camping. You don't need a permit to go into a beautiful public, you know, natural space and go and set up a tent or go foraging for mushrooms. You can roam wherever you like. And then, of course, there's movement. If you are somebody who has a practice of running or yoga, or you hike regularly, you know what you feel like afterwards. That is because your vibration has been elevated. And, of course, connection. Spending time with people that you love, people who lift you up, people that you feel a heart connection with, will raise your vibration. So all of those things can work to raise your vibration. But the most important way that'll bring lasting change is to change your thoughts. Abraham Hicks said, as you think, you vibrate. As you vibrate, you attract. So the most important thing that you can do to raise your vibration is pay attention to your thoughts. And if you can hear a strange sound in the background, that is in fact my cat snoring. She's very fat. Stop judging yourself. Stop judging other people. Stop that negative loop of crap in your head, those stories that actually serve no purpose. shame, anger, hatred. It's like chucking a fresh dog turd into a tumble dryer, and it's just churning around, stinking up the place. How do your thoughts support a higher vibration? You know, if we're feeling like we're angry with someone, they did something, so we're experiencing an emotion of blame, we can dwell on that. We can spiral down to anger, and then depending on the thoughts you have, you can allow yourself to spiral further down to rage or to victimhood, depending on nothing but your thoughts. So the most important way you can raise your vibration is through your thoughts. And I promise you, it's not about toxic positivity. It's not about blocking out negative emotions, not at all. Have the emotion. If you feel angry, you feel angry. You feel sad, that's okay. Feel sad, feel it. But it's what you're going to think about the emotion. That is what determines whether you spiral up or spiral down. You know, some days you'll feel happy, content. Other days you may feel bored or irritated. There's nothing wrong with the emotions. Let those emotions flow through you. You know, name the emotion, feel the emotion, bathe in it, whatever you want to do. But stop the loop of crap in the tumble dryer. It's okay to feel emotions. You know, we should never try to stop ourselves from experiencing the emotions that we feel. Those are transitory. But it's what goes on in your mind afterwards that causes problems. And of course, we can learn to become aware of our thoughts and how our minds work through mindfulness by cultivating a practice of mindfulness. Because this allows you to practice becoming aware of your thoughts. And then you'll notice that you're not being kind to yourself, or that you're being a bit more judgmental than you would ever be out loud in polite company, perhaps. So it's really about becoming aware of your thoughts and stopping those negative thoughts. So my invitation, or maybe my challenge to you in the next few days, is to become more aware of the energy, the vibration, the frequency of things. Become aware of the frequency of spaces and people and animals and food. And most importantly, become aware of your own vibration and frequency and how your thoughts are connected to your vibration. That was my stomach. And when you find yourself having a strong emotion, don't try to squash the emotion. Allow yourself to feel it deeply, but then watch your thoughts. Are they kind? Are they compassionate? And if you feel that you are vibrating at a lower level than you'd like, try one of the other things I mentioned. Eat food that vibrates at a high frequency. Take some time in nature. Connect with your people. Think about the things you are grateful for. Your frequency will increase, even just a bit. And then maybe do something else. Play your favorite song. Dance in your underwear in your kitchen. But know that no amount of nature walks or dances in the kitchen is going to help you spiral up if you're thinking spiral down thoughts. So if you're able, I want to invite you now to take just a moment wherever you are. Again, not if you're driving or chopping butternut. So just let your lids drop and let your thoughts fall away for a moment. And take one deep breath in through the nose, letting your belly expand, and then slowly, slowly through the nose out, as slow as you can. Thank you for listening to the Shift Show today. I look forward to sharing more thoughts. If you want to make any comments or discuss the topic, feel free to share your thoughts in the feed. Okay, bye.